every day is Saturday.
Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our pre-summer podcast. We are in late May, probably going to put this on the air in early June. It's podcast number 162 for us here at Casinos USA. And our Facebook group, which is called Casinos USA, please think about joining it, now has 2,700 members. Yeah, and we post many, many things every day. Some funny things, honest things, entertaining things, and a lot about gambling. Yeah. Okay, so our title today is Contrarian Craps Talk and Five Star Maryland Live. Yeah, we were over there on a weekend. What a casino can challenge Vegas in many, many ways. But we are going to start today with craps talk and a little bit contrarian that it might be. So we'll be right back and start the show. So one of my for that one. All right. Doesn't stop what we're going to say. Consider yourself a casino manager for a little bit here, and I'm going to take you to a box man or woman, a box man, a stick man or woman, and two dealers. You have four people at a craps table. And sometimes the place is crowded and the craps table is full with what? 15, 16 people? Hardly. 14 people? That might work. It's going to be tough. And sometimes they stand around, this group of four, waiting for people to play. And they just don't show. Wow. So as a casino manager, what do you do? What if you can have 75, 100, 125 people playing craps and only have one person at a table working it? Wow, wouldn't that be great? Same game. Someone's going to toss the dice. They can set the dice if they want to. Same game. And that's what I found at Maryland Live. And you have to say, you know, it's a $5 bet minimum. You can still do the prop bets for a buck, but the $5 bet minimum, line cost, come on. It's the same game. And when I was playing, there would be 60, 70, 80 people. I told you how many people were playing around the casino in the stadium, you know, at the bar and then seats. And I sat right in front of the table, right? So I'm looking right at the one person running it, the dealer, stick man, box man, all rolled into one, and the shooter. And, of course, your screen will tell you when you're possibly the shooter. Do you want to be the shooter? And if you say yes, then you just go to the table wherever you are from, or you just say no. Just wait for you say no, and it goes to somebody else. So I found myself really enjoying it, and I was winning. You can bet from the $5 minimum to $4,000, you know? So don't tell me you can't, all right? And what about the social aspect? I don't know. I had an hour and a half conversation with the guy next to me, you know? We talked about a lot of things. And, of course, when a pass line hits, you know, the pass line players or the field players and the place players scream and yell, yeah, all right, stand up and cheer sometimes. So you still have that too. Maryland Live, of course, had other tables. They had several craps tables. They had tower craps. You can play by yourself. And they're sitting in groups of four, five, six. And then they had several craps tables. Some of them had people at it. Some of them didn't. But their minimum started at 15, you know, and then later on Saturday night goes to 25. So you can understand why craps is popular. And the other thing is there's live baccarat and live roulette going on too from these stadium seats with the screens in front of the seat. Very comfortable seats, by the way. And the guy beside me, he'd go back and forth from baccarat to craps. You know, I'd say, hey, you hit that $20 bet on baccarat? He goes, oh, yeah, that'll give me more place bet money. Back and forth. You know, come on. it was blessed, you know. So when you color up, you just hit the screen like a slot machine and you get printed out a voucher and you take it to the cage or to one of those concierge machines that gives you the money, you know. So that's the future of craps, I think. I mean, you know, with the technology. And again, there's a shooter. There's someone rolling dice. But there's nobody making payouts. That's done on the machine, and that's the difference. And, you know, so the box man, stick man, one person, you know, it makes so much sense. And I still play table craps, I call it. But, you know, I like to be comfortable. I like to be comfortable. And I learned how to move my things around quickly, right? That takes a little bit of practice, you know, put your bets off and on, move them around, take them all down, put them back, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it doesn't take more than 15 or 20 minutes to figure that out. And you can just, you know, bet the minimum till you figure that out and you're sure if that's what you want to do. So that's the bigger all. But I want to talk about another thing before we give you some ways to bet. I play craps almost every day now because I'm playing on legal Pennsylvania apps. You know, there's 10 or 12 of those in Pennsylvania. My preference is playing live, and that's, you know, Philadelphia live, but also my points go work at Maryland live and Pittsburgh live. And then also the ESPN.bet app is fantastic. When you cash out, you get your money and your checking within 15 minutes. It's fantastic. I can't tell you how good it is. And of course, they have live craps. There is one person working a table, and there's a mechanical arm that throws the dice. And if it doesn't hit the back wall, then they re-roll, and they have it on video. And they'll say, it has to be a re-roll, you know. And they'll play a little bit of that for you, too. Like, you know, you'll hear them talk, and the dealers and those are entertaining, and then people chat with them. You can chat with them if you care to while the game's going on. But, you know, like, so, we win a point, and then you, oh, man, 125 people. I'm playing with everybody in Pennsylvania. 125 people, you know, sometimes it's even 300 or 400 people at a time playing. I play early in the morning or late at night. That's maybe why I don't get so many. But, you know, one time there were 600 people playing. You know, so why wouldn't you do that? And online, the minimum bet is 50 cents. Now, why would they care? Why would they want to make it higher? You can bet up to $5,000 online. Well, think about it. They don't care how many people are playing 50-cent bettors because it's going across the entire state of Pennsylvania, you know. So there's some people playing for big money. And they give, after every win, after every roll, they give you the across the bottom of the screen. And then the dealer would say, oh, Jim, you know, from near Pittsburgh won $400 on that roll. Yeah. So they give you the top five or six. They'll actually talk about them real quick while you have time at the while you have the 30 seconds to place your bets. It's not in silence. You know, you can listen to them. They talk about who just won the last roll. You know, hey, that's the third six we've had in the last 2 minutes. You know, that's the third six we've had in the last four rolls. You know, that kind of thing. So they're talking about that too. So people that think craps is dying, let me tell you, it's not dying. And with the stadium craps working and the online legal apps, I would never play illegally on a. I don't trust I get my money, that's why. And this way, they state regulated. No major gaming companies get to risk their license by not paying you your $85, you know. Think about it. Let's make some sense out of it. But what if I gave you a way to apply? This is an approach to craps that I use. And I'm not going to give anyone credit because I've been using this for years. I'm going to call you a reverse martingale. So whether it's 50 cents a point, and I often start the games with $18, $3 across, you know, and then the first hit I'll come down. So instead of going up like press, you start where you're comfortable if you lose, and then you go down. Now, I still play the come out roll. Because that's a different game. Like, to me, playing the seven and playing the horn, that's one game right there. That's how I look at it. And I often, you know, if a seven rolls, I'm going to win at least. I have $5 on this one. I have the horn bet and then any craps and then a C&E bet, and they're all 50 cents. And then usually $2 on any seven. And, you know, that works for me. Say, the points established, and you put $6 on every number. So you have $36 across. Well, if you were nervous about that early seven, you know, you don't want to take a $36 loss, you know. What I'd do is then I'll lay quickly with my fingers the 4 or 10. You know, you could lay it for 3, 4, 5, 6, doesn't, whatever you want to cover your $36. And I'll take the other 4 or 10 down. You know, just how do you take it down? You just put your finger on it, slide it off the screen, right? It goes right back into your balance. So there's, you can do all kind of things like that. You can learn craps inside out, and don't listen to the experts because they're not experts. You know, there are really no professional craps players. There are people who bet big. They bet so big, but they're not professional craps players. They're craps players like even me. They just bet more money. But if you want to learn the game in and out, play it every day. And if you live in a state where you have state online craps games that are live, I'm not playing about a computer chip, they're live, you can learn this game inside out every which way, right? And don't anybody fool you about that. And I think stadium craps, again, is going to be the future. And, you know, so the craps dealers will probably always exist. There will always probably be a table or two in a casino. But it's going to be electronic or digital or stadium or tower. That's the future. Now, if you don't want to talk to people and play craps, you play tower, you know. But a lot of them have double seats, so you can play with your special person, you know. And when you roll a dice, it's up to you. When you hit that thing in a tower, it's up to you. So you can really play slowly and talk about, you know, what are we going to get for groceries this week, and then roll the next dice. I mean, that's a whole different style there, that game. So am I a contrarian craps player? Yeah, I am. Smarts craps is not the only way to play. Sometimes it's a great way. Sometimes it's a horrible way, depending on how the dice are. And you can look at different styles of play and different systems of play just for entertainment purposes. But it still comes down to what the dice are doing. And so that's why I would never, ever lock my way into one style of play. Don't do it. You know, sometimes you bet more. Sometimes you bet as low as you can because you want to start slow. Sometimes I want to start big, and I'm going to play the reverse martingale. Instead of going up, I'm going to take my bets lower and lower and lower, you know, then wait for the next shooter, all right? And if the shooter continues and continues and continues, yeah, I'll just jump back on again, you know. Let's go with $4 and the $24 across, right? And again, if you want to hedge that, you just take the 10 or 4 and lay that and boom, 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 you know, and just play without that run. So, you know, maybe make, if you hedge the 4, then make a hard 4 bet just to cover that. That's like hedging the hedge. But I've been doing it, and I've made a profit almost every year. Sometimes the profit's not so great, but I told you last year I gambled. This is recorded for me online, $28,000. Ended up winning 109. But the year before and the year before that, much bigger. I'm not going to give you my, I don't want anybody coming to break into my home, you know. Okay. We're going to talk about Maryland Live as a hotel. We're going to talk about Maryland Live as a casino. We were there on a weekend, and it is fantastic. And, of course, to lead that discussion is the person who evaluates casinos and hotels in many ways different than the way I would. And that's my wife, Janie, so she'll be with us. Okay, let's take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk about Maryland Live, our five-star baby. So we welcome Janie into the studio.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane. Just here with a few words about some of our favorite casinos and hotels. If you are going to Las Vegas soon, or if you live in that area, if you're around that area, and you haven't seen the Cirque du Soleil show, The Beatles Love, it's at the Mirage, and the Mirage, as you know, is transforming into the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. So the show is only there through July 7th, but you still have time to go and see it. And we've seen it. And some of my family members have seen it twice. They liked it so much. So if you are a Beatles fan, you really have to go to see that.
You don't have to be a boomer to be a Beatles fan either.
Oh, no. Our 16-year-old grandson has seen it at least twice, maybe three times. So he loved it. So I'm just telling you that it is going to close because of this transformation coming up. And it is one of the, you know, it's one of everyone's favorite shows.
Yeah, and it's going to close. Going to close down forever.
Right. Okay, so that's, and then the other thing about, well, it's not actually Las Vegas, it's Henderson. But the M Resort that we have talked about a lot, that's one of our favorite resorts. That is the Hotel of the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yes. So in the recent Casino Player magazine, where they gave all their awards for the year, and this is customer voted awards. The magazine didn't pick them, but the customers voted. The M Resort won for the best coffee shop and the best desserts.
And the best coffee shop.
Oh, we would desserts. So they don't call it a bakery because they're not big into the breads. They're big into desserts. But
I'm embracing that award. That's a fantastic
coffee bakery shop. We love that. We talked when the first time we went in there. There were two women working, and I said, "Gee, how is your coffee here?" I don't want to sound snobbish, but
coffee snob that you are.
Yeah, we really like good coffee. And they said, "Well, first of all, we're sisters, and we've worked here since they've opened, and our coffee is the best." And she said, "We put a little shot of espresso, or we make it with espresso. I think it's made with it that you can't actually get the shot of espresso put in it."
Well, it's a secret.
It's an espresso-based coffee, yeah. But it's delicious. I haven't met anybody who went there and didn't agree with us. And they do have beautiful almond croissants, almond chocolate croissants. I mean, you haven't had a croissant until you've had one of theirs.
It's a 24-hour.
It's called Baby Cakes.
And it's just a few steps, really, off the elevators.
It is. It's right there. And you go from there right into the casino, and they have tables set up inside, little booths, and then they have tables outside in the walkway so you can look into the casino. So I just wanted to add that, too. Now, we were going to speak about Maryland Live. I'll let the coach say a few things.
Well, here's my thing. There's a million reasons why you like a casino. And, of course, if you're a gambler, the casino where you win is what you like. But let's face it, when it comes down to it, most casinos have the same kinds of table games, the same kinds of machines. Some might be cleaner than others. But there's also many other factors about casinos. Now, most strip hotels have some fantastic restaurants, but I'm not going to say that everything in a hotel on the strip or even downtown is fantastic. But with Maryland Live, I'm going to say every eating spot is over the top fantastic.
Right. There's so many places. We just had a hard time even choosing. We have eaten at many of them because we've been to Maryland Live before. But since they put the hotel on, they have added, and one of the favorite ones is right in the hotel lobby called David's. It's a restaurant. It's a bar.
I know of no other lobby restaurant in Vegas that matches David's.
Right. Now, I would have to agree. Now, Maryland Live won so many awards. I'm just going to go over them real quick.
For best overall
Well, they won for best overall dining, best new restaurant, which is a Korean barbecue house, best steakhouse, which is the prime rib, best Asian, which is Luke Fu, best sushi, which is 8 at Luke Fu, best burger joint, Orchard Kitchen, best deli, Morty's Deli. And let me tell you, it is a deli equivalent to those in New York City.
Far passes New York, New York, and Vegas.
Best coffee shop, Lucky's. Best desserts, Lucky's. Best romantic restaurant, The Prime Rib. Best late night dining, David's Restaurant and Bar. Best sports bar, The Sports and Social Maryland. Best happy hour, Sports and Social Maryland. Best bartenders, David Restaurant and Bar. Best places to see a concert, The Hall at Live. We were fortunate enough to be at The Hall at Live.
1,000 people in that hall.
For our grandson's award, Ben Carson Scholarship Award.
He's a multiple winner, 5 awards.
And let me tell you, it was great. And if you're staying in the hotel, which we did, this was our first time in the hotel.
This is called the Maryland Live Hotel.
Right. It's attached to the casino, just steps away. But this, the hotel, you come out of the elevator, you walk right in down the hall, and you're right at Live's hall.
Yeah, so it's not like you're trekking all over to get to the elevators. You know, when
right,
you check in.
Right, you don't have long walks anywhere.
Why couldn't Vegas have done that? You check in, and you got a half-mile hike to the elevators.
I know.
Or there's different sets, and don't get confused, you know.
Some of Vegas's hotels are older, and they're also larger because they always anticipated such large crowds.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you get tired of walking through the whole casino to go anywhere.
Right.
And because of Maryland law, which is how Pittsburgh, or Pennsylvania is, too, you can't have anyone under 21 in any of the areas around there or in any of the restaurants there if they have to go through the casino.
Yeah, that was definitely affected, affected the architecture.
It did. So I'm just talking about Live. We all know that's owned by the Cordish family. Another place that they have near us, and we're fortunate to have it, is Live Pittsburgh.
Well, here, let's talk about the Mariner Live Hotel. It's very clean. It sparkles. But you know, a lot of other places where we stayed has that sense of cleanliness, too. However, in the shower, their shower it equals the one at Southland Casino in Arkansas, which is fantastic. I stayed at a suite there, and in this room, we were in a double queen premium, and it still had the same kind of shower. It's a handheld shower with a strange drain. It's not the circle drain at the bottom. It's a side drain. The hand shower, you can just adjust it the way you want to. It's magnetic.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to tell you, we don't like those rain showers because there's a little sprinkle on your head.
Right.
We
want force, Jack.
We like a lot of water and forcible. Get the soap bubbles all off and such. And I don't find that with those rain showers.
And that's, if you shampoo your hair, man, you could just put that shower on.
Three inches from
your head.
To get the
You can get it clean.
Shampoo
and,
out.
Maybe that's part of the Pennsylvania legacy. Get that coal dust off you, baby. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that in Maryland, but we would say we really enjoyed our stay at the hotel. The lobby is one of the most beautiful. It's very similar to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
I definitely thought of the Cosmopolitan.
Right. They have an interactive art type piece behind the desk, where you check in. And it's flowers that are stationary sometimes and then that move around, that are moving along. It's breathtaking. It's so beautiful.
And the points that you use at Pittsburgh Live also work for you at Maryland Live and vice versa. And so consequently, the $30 valet parking fee was reduced in half because I have a gold card. So, that's a little perk.
Right, and because when you're in a large city, unlike Las Vegas, but when you're in a large city casino and hotel, any hotel, even in Baltimore years ago, you have to pay for parking in their garages.
Yeah, overnight. So listen to this. So that's not going to happen to you. And in addition to that, the points we made at Maryland Live by our play with craps and slot machines upped our perks at Pittsburgh Live.
Right.
That's really a nice feature.
Well, back to Pittsburgh Live, that wasn't without awards either, and they've only been around a few years, right after COVID. They opened up in 21.
COVID was just waning down there.
Right, when they opened around Thanksgiving. But Live Pittsburgh won the best bar for their PBR bar, and that's the bar where they have the bull that you can ride, and people do ride it. People love that. They have the best sports bar also, which is the Sports and Social Steel City Bar, the best casino cocktail service, and the best overall entertainment. Now, we've been to a concert at Pittsburgh Live, and it was so good, and we really enjoyed it. And I would have to agree with them. Their entertainment menu is very good, and they give it to you. They have it up for months so that you can make reservations early.
It's not Bush League when Guy Fieri has a restaurant.
Fieri,
oh, that's that strange spelling and pronunciation.
Right.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like his food. I like his menu. And the PBR bar, there's four colleges, universities around the Greensburg area, so that place is packed on Saturday nights with young people.
Well, yeah, now Don mentioned the Greensburg area because the casino is called Pittsburgh Live.
A little confusing.
But it's in this city area of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and part of that was because the rivers in Pittsburgh. There was already one big casino there, and so Live to compete and wanted to be known in Pittsburgh, but they're a little further out.
It had to be more than 35 miles away.
Yeah, but it worked out well, yeah. And it's easy to get to because of the turnpike being in that area.
Okay, so I gave Maryland Live Casino Hotel and the casino itself 5 stars. How about you?
Yes, I'm going to give the hotel 5 stars. I really didn't have any complaints, which is unusual for me, because if anything, I'm looking around for what might be wrong or what I find uncomfortable or such. But they do have Keurig machines in the rooms, and they do supply you with good coffee. And we even brought some of our own, figuring they probably had those machines. We forgot to ask ahead of time, but we had a great stay there. And that casino, if you haven't been there, it's worth seeing.
We were there on a Saturday night, and yes. I swear it was as crowded as New Year's Eve in most casinos.
Oh yeah, at least. It's as large as any Las Vegas casino.
There's a minimum of 4,000 slots, if not more.
Well, yeah, it used to be like 3,400, then I think it went up to 3,600, but the place is large, and as Fab mentioned about all the availability of different types of table games, and let me tell you, they are packed.
They're packed.
Packed.
And the stadium, I talked about the stadium in the Crabs Talk today, the stadium seating for the games, and it's fantastic.
Right.
You want to talk about another Maryland
jewel,
right?
Well, then we have another Maryland casino, Rocky Gap, which you all know, we've talked about that so much. We love it. Everybody in our family loves it. And they won some awards also. They have the best view, which I always talk about, the wall of windows in the Lakeside Grill. So the best view was the Lakeside Grill at Rocky Gap, Maryland. They got a Best Dining and Nightlife Award. They got the Outdoor Dining Award because it is very nice to sit there by the lake. They have tables on a big patio.
They also have an outdoor bar.
Right, they do.
Fire
and they
pits
have
for
fire
many.
Pits yeah. there. It's just really lovely. So it got many awards. And for their best bar, it's the bar called On the Rocks, which is the actual bar. It's a C-shaped in the casino, right in the middle of the casino.
Right in the middle of the casino, and it's extremely clean. That's one of the differences. A lot of those kinds of bars, they get a little grimy, but there's always someone cleaning it. So when you sit down, you're going to sit in a clean seat and a clean bar space in front of you. And, of course, it's video poker all around.
Right, that's true. And we've had such great experiences there. And, again, I was so happy to see how many of the casinos that we frequent got these awards, the Pennsylvania and the Maryland casinos. Now, there's a lot of other awards in it. And again, the magazine is called The Casino Player. We have a subscription, but I don't know wherever you can buy casino magazines, you probably could pick it up, but I'm not sure. Maybe online.
Google search.
Google search. I don't know.
Hey, one thing, since you're here and we're about to close, what do we say together? At Casinos USA,
every day
is Saturday. Thanks for listening. Every day is Saturday.